You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne-based tailoring store E. Nolan never expected to sell their own masks until the pandemic hit. But owner Emily Nolan now calls the move the store's saving grace.
And so face masks not only kept us afloat, but it also gave us a unique opportunity to reach a different clientele who are probably more focused on wanting to buy locally now.
The store sold more than 3,000 masks in the first week of production. Ms. Nolan says the business model shift resulted in an influx of online buyers.
We've had a total of about 4,000 new customers sign up since we sort of released the face masks, and they have been consistent purchases as well from our face masks to our ready-to-wear collection.
It's part of an online shopping boom that's taken over the country, according to new data from Australia Post. The report found that last year, Australians spent $50.5 billion online, and more than 1.3 million households made their first online purchase. The CEO of the Australian Retailers Association, Paul Zara, says it's one of the strongest online shopping growths the nation's recorded.
December 2020 last year, we saw a 57% increase on the year before, which is an amazing result all around. We're now seeing about 9 million households within Australia, or 82% of households in Australia, now shopping online, which is quite a phenomenal number.
But the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is reminding consumers that while their shopping habits may have changed, their customer rights have not. The ACCC's Deputy Chair is Delia Rickard.
Whether you're dealing with an Australian e-commerce store or one that's based overseas selling into Australia, you have exactly the same rights that you have when you're shopping at a regular bricks and mortar shop, which means that the things you're buying should be of acceptable quality, do what they say they're meant to do, match their description, all of those sorts of things. And if they don't, then you're entitled to a repair, replacement or refund.
Mr. Zara is one of many experts predicting the online shopping revolution is here to stay, even as life takes a more COVID normal turn.
We do believe that with consumer trends, once they develop, they tend to stick. So we do think that online shopping will be here forever. And I guess people find the convenience. Of course, also now that we're more of us are working from home, it's easier to receive parcels as they're delivered. So expect that trend to continue.
Hershayla Kumara-Wansah, SBS News.